Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
I'm so excited to be back for a bonus episode of Burning Questions with AJ and Jeremy Popoff from the iconic band Lit that is still rocking our faces 25 years later after y'all had the
still
biggest song
burning.
Ever. Yes. Come on, do it, AJ, all the way.
I do.
No, I can't.
Please tell me why.
Yes.
Something like that. That's my underspoken version.
Jeremy, we all snap fingers. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now we're here for some, AJ, we're here for some burning questions. So, are you ready?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. What is this?
It's just going to be a question.
We overthink everything, so we're
don't
not good
overthink
at
it. Okay.
Quick answers.
Grab a question. And if y'all haven't heard the episode on Monday, check it out. Y'all's story is epic. Yeah.
What is one dream you have yet to accomplish?
It's hard because y'all accomplished so many.
Man, we've never won a Grammy. I don't know if that matters anymore, does it?
I'm surprised. Y'all didn't win a Grammy. Did y'all
win
some awards?
Never been nominated. We've never even been nominated for a Grammy.
Not ever.
Never, ever.
Have y'all won some awards, though? For, like, My Own Worst Enemy, besides, like, the longest?
Billboard, American Music Awards.
We won the Billboard Award and the ASCAP Award. We won stat-based awards, not voting awards. People didn't vote for us.
Why are people not voting for us?
We had to win strictly based on numbers.
That's good. You got good. That's all that matters now is numbers.
We won awards that you knew you were winning when you got there. It was no surprise moment in the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone needs to vote for Lit. Jeremy, are there any dreams yet to come true? We talked about dreams on the first one. Jeremy and AJ are OG manifestors. Y'all been manifesting before manifesting was cool. So y'all have manifested a lot of stuff. Is there anything that has not been manifested?
I don't think so. I don't know.
How does it feel to have accomplished your dreams, guys? Not many people can sit up here and be like, yeah, I've made my dreams come true. I mean, you don't have to live with regrets.
Grateful, you know,
no regrets.
We're just happy to wake up in the morning, be alive still, you know?
Yeah.
So everything else is a bonus.
Literally so grateful. And honestly, now I am passing the dream torch to my son. And honestly, my dream would be that his dreams come true.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you on that. Our kids need to live the dream.
Do they want to be rock stars?
I hope not.
No, I don't think so.
Please, please have gotten enough of it from their fathers. Yeah. Do they don't have any inkling, you don't think, to go into the music industry?
No, mine's going in the medical field. She's in nursing school right now, but she's at University of Utah. She's, I think she'll definitely end up in hospitals.
She's got a heart.
Yeah, she does.
Wow.
Very. She's a caretaker. Sweet. Nurturer. Yeah, she's a good kid. Super, super sweet.
I love that. Okay. Jeremy, you want to pick one?
Oh boy, this will be interesting. What is your worst habit?
How about AJ, you answer for Jeremy, and Jeremy, you answer for AJ.
Where do I begin? Yeah.
You got another hour?
Oh man, we got some of the same bad habits. That's the weird thing.
Okay, well, let's tell us. Tell us the difference and the sames. What are Jeremy's worst habits in your opinion?
His worst habit. How deep we want to go?
All the way, baby. All the way.
Not knowing to just let go. Being having to be in control.
That's probably a blessing and a curse.
Sure.
Yeah, I would say sure. For everybody. For me too.
For everyone is feeling the effects of it.
I've got some bad habits.
I have an intense personality too, so I get that. Like, I have a hard time just like, I'm trying to learn. With the solar eclipse, I wrote a list of things I'm trying to get rid of. One of them is my extremity. Just like, chill the F down, Caroline. Calm down. You don't have to resolve everything. You don't have to make it all organized and cleared out. Some things can just pass and you don't have to make it a thing, you know?
Yeah. Easier said than done, right?
So much.
How are you doing so far?
I mean, not well. Yeah.
It's, you need to like meditate, I guess.
Yes. Right?
Maybe that's
yes.
It. I think you were, don't you do that?
I try to do all of it, AJ. Yeah. Everything. I'm not doing it all well enough though, but I feel that intensity.
While you're meditating, you're like checking your email. Yes.
It's hard.
I mean,
intensity is good and bad. I feel that. Okay, yeah. So what's AJ's worst trait?
Yeah, it says habit, but I don't know that he's got a habit.
Habit, not trait.
More of a trait.
Oh.
You know?
It's actually worse than a habit, AJ. It can't be fixed. It's pretty,
I think it's pretty lead singer. I think it's pretty lead singer-y. Okay. Part of lead singer's disease. No, he's just, no matter what, even if he's on time, he's late. Like, if we're going to the stage, from the dressing room to the stage, intro tape is playing, ears are in, guys walking us.
Wait, hold on.
He'll turn around, go back in the dressing room.
What are you doing back there?
I don't know what he's doing.
What are you doing?
Really, I don't like downtime.
Like, not so, even 1 minute?
Even if you're, really. If you're leaving the house, he does the same thing. I don't know.
That's true.
I think you think you're forgetting something. It's like this, now it's become almost like an OCD type of thing. Like, you got to check, make
sometimes
sure
the
door's
locked. Sometimes I just go back in the house, and then I look at the back of the door and just go. Just because it's expected of me.
Are you serious?
No, I don't.
AJ, so do you want to have like a running start on stage? Do you need that adrenaline?
Yep.
Like you need to like run onto stage. You don't need to walk on. You kind of need to be in a hurry to get there.
Pretty much.
Why do you think that is? So you don't have to like think about it. You just are in it.
Maybe it does go that deep. I think I used to go on what I call a danger walk.
What does that mean?
So I would like before a show, like usually between soundcheck and showtime, I wouldn't really tell anybody where I was going.
Oh, AJ, that is mean. Would y'all lose your mind?
Well, they knew I was doing it usually, okay. But they didn't know. Like, I would just put a hoodie on, and I would go through, like, some dangerous parts of town, and I'd find a bar, and I would order, like, a drink I don't normally drink. And I just wanted to put my head in, because I'm totally not the same guy on stage as I am off. I'm like...
What's the difference? Who's on stage, AJ?
It's the confident, like, performer side of me. When I'm off stage, I'm like... I've always been really shy and social anxiety. That's come a long way since the band's forced me into that. But yeah, when I get on stage, it's like, okay, it's go time. It's my favorite place to be.
And you're just in the zone.
It's my favorite skin to be in.
Okay, because you're most confident and you're like,
yeah, it's
in charge.
It's sort of and I get to be out of control.
Out of control, but it's like controlled, you know, because it's within the band. Yeah.
I guess so.
Interesting. So maybe, what do you learn on your danger walks? Like, what have you gathered? Why do you
just, where not to go in certain towns?
Jeremy's like, I'm not going.
How to be
on
a
your
survivor? I just come back in a maybe it's adrenaline.
Do you get in your head about stuff? Are you thinking about stuff all the time?
Oh yeah.
Are you working stuff out when you're in a hoodie in a discreet bar in a shady part of town? Like, what are you figuring out in that moment?
How to get back to the stage? Hopefully I'm gonna make it to the show in time and alive. Yeah, I don't know. It's overthinking. Yeah, you're probably right. I probably get in my own head. I'm my own worst enemy.
Oh, y'all should write a hit about it, really.
Be a good,
you see, y'all are living the truth here.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
When y'all write songs, like, how did that lyric come out? Like, the first part of it, like, when you wrote that? Because the lick just kind of came. You were working on an epic song that would be a movie staple for centuries to come, and that is already well on its way, so congrats. So you got the lick part. Then, like, where do the lyrics come in? Do they just, like, flow out?
Well, the sort of the title and the basic, you know, it's no surprise to me, I am my own worst enemy. Every now and then, I kick the living shit out of me. That was something I wrote down in my car.
On a danger walk after you'd finished.
No, this was at home. My gas gauge was broken on my old Caddy, so I had to write down my mileage. And so when I'm pumping gas, I know how many gallons is going to get me how far. And that was my gas gauge. And so on that same pad of paper, which I still have, it's pretty cool. I wrote that sitting at the gas station.
Really? What prompted that line? Had you just done something?
We were just living it, you know, daily. I think everybody, those were our college years. Mm-hmm. So we are our own worst enemies. I think most people can relate at one point in their life or throughout their entire lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of the rest of the words are very conversational and nothing rhymes. Very like against the songwriting sort of rules and methods. And like we used to write songs a lot back then where we would just sort of blurt out words that fit. And then we would kind of like loose, like put them, we had a ghetto blaster and we would record on cassettes and we would just have cassettes laying everywhere with ideas on them. And we would just want something to kind of sing and sink our teeth into. So it sounded like it was done.
That's alternative music for you.
But that song kind of took off, had a life of its own and sort of took off before we had a chance to go back and like tweak the lyrics.
Oh, how did it take off?
Well, I mean, we demoed it and then we got a record deal. Then it was on the radio and then we were on tour and it happened so quickly that we sort of never had a chance to go back and fix the words. So you go.
Well, that's
don't overthink it.
One of the other things we started talking about going into the more recent record is teaching ourselves to not overthink it so much and not go back and fix. I think fix just means overthink it. And sometimes it's not fixing it, it's wrecking it. You know, sometimes you just let it just kind of come out
Don't you feel like when you get a song like that, it's like literally a portal, like you're receiving a message from a higher dimension?
Totally. The good ones definitely feel that way. Yeah.
And it's like, you can maybe clean it up a little bit, but like, cause you are the crafter of this vision that's been given to you, but it's from a different place, you know, like you're just receiving the message.
Always have felt that way. I feel even like when you get into a room with some people and you walk in for the first time, whatever, I mean, we're all just really going in holding these lightning rods up in the air and hoping to capture something. But I don't think at least nobody I've ever really met just walks in like, all right, I know what I'm doing. Here's what you want to do. Here's what you want to say. Because, you know, when you write a great song, everyone's excited.
Yeah.
And so
you don't have to convince someone to be excited.
Yeah. Even the guy with the most hits and the most years of doing this is excited.
Yeah.
And that tells you something, that we didn't know this was going to happen. You know, we're I guess smart enough to know that we are lucky that we get to be receivers of this, whatever's coming down, but still every time you do it, it's like a new experience. You know, it's like you're just as excited as before, you know?
I love that. Okay. So we said your habits that were bad, just to wrap this bonus episode up. What are good habits? Like, what would you say is Jeremy's best habit, and what is AJ's best habit?
Habits and traits.
Yeah. And Jeremy,
He's a great negotiator.
You are a great negotiator. You'll get what you want. Jeremy will get what he wants. Yeah. I do appreciate that about you.
Sometimes.
When you have it all worked out and manifested, you know you're what you want and you're clear about it. That's true. I have seen that play out in you, Jeremy. That's good.
Well, hopefully that's good. I think in that though, I try not to be a taker.
No, you're just
clear.
I think being clear is being generous and kind to everyone, because it's not muddy water.
I think it has to do with too, as you get older, you time becomes so much more valuable the older you get. You know, it's your most valuable commodity, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you learn, hopefully, how to be more, just be more selective of how you're peeling off that time. It's like holding $100, you're handing out 20s, you know, you're not just going to just hand them to everybody.
So true.
Gotta be clear and concise so you can get to the next thing.
Move on. Okay. What's AJ's best trait?
I say that I'm totally mumbling and babbling. So it just took me 6 minutes to tell you how it's important to be concise.
I love it. That's amazing.
AJ's best habit. You know, I think the best habit that he has, and probably all of us have, is that we're always trying to, not reinvent ourselves, but we're always trying to like freshen it up. And like I've developed more habits recently that are different than my habits were 5 years ago. Like
evolving.
I pray a lot more now. I'm a lot more in tune with my health. I get my blood tested every 6 months. That's a habit.
Yeah.
You know?
AJ's
always, you know, reinventing his look and his wardrobe and staying looking like a front man and a rock star, making sure.
Yeah, you have been ageless. Y'all both have been ageless. Y'all stayed very looking good, guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And so do you.
Yeah.
You got to keep it up, man. You have to think about it. I hit 40, I'm like, whew, yeah. But then you get, it's nice to feel good. For me, it's more about like feeling good about myself at this
point.
When I was younger, I wanted to like look good and, you know, maybe impress people more. And now I'm like, I just want to feel good every day. I want to actually look in the mirror and feel good about myself, feel good in my body, feel happy, you know, because otherwise it's no fun. I felt bad before and I don't like the way I feel. So that it does take work, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
100%.
Well, you guys are awesome. Lit, y'all are the best. Thanks for joining me. This is an amazing episode. Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you.
And love you too.
Y'all catch their music on the radio waves, on Spotify, streaming, and on tour. Y'all are the best. Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit.
For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.